It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome back to another episode of Adventures in Business. We are recording here at the lovely Risky Studios. And this is your co-host, Amy Zander. I'm here with Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing fantastic, Amy. I'm super excited about our guest today. So we have...
It's a delicious one.
I know. We have Aaron, and we're going to tell you about Aaron in just a minute. But what's been going on in the community? Where you been hanging out?
Yeah, so I had a wonderful, relaxing facial at Mahabir Wellness over in Okemos. So that was really nice. I am definitely going back to her next week. I have it even on the schedule. So that was nice. I got a nice facial. And then I saw my very first concert at Grey Wall Hall. Really good. I talked about it, I think, in a previous episode that I was going. And then I saw May Early Wine, and it was just amazing. It's a beautiful venue. Very open and comfortable and wonderful. So I definitely encourage our listeners to go check out something at Grey Wall Hall. I know they have some comedians coming soon and some things like that. And they do host local events too. So if you're looking for an event space to have your thing, your event at, they do that as well. So Grey Wall Hall, right downtown.
Fantastic. Aaron, where have you been? What have you done exciting in the Lansing region, East Lansing?
I'm a fairly new parent. I have a four-year-old at home, so I don't get out as much as I used to. We did get a sitter on Saturday night, and I made it out to watch the basketball game and the hockey game. We ended up at Buffalo Wild Wings right downtown, which is where I worked for 20 years before the dairy store. So I hadn't been back there for probably about a year and a half. And we had a great time. Nice to be downtown again.
Wow, fantastic. And I'm sure there's a lot of kid-friendly things that you get to hang out and do with your four-year-old and find some fun things in town to do.
Absolutely. If we're at Impression 5 nonstop.
Oh, yes.
When we're not at Impression 5, we're at launch. Mm-hmm. When it's nice out, we're at a park.
Very cool.
That's pretty much my social life these days.
I love it. So I love to do walking meetings, right? Everybody wants to grab a cup of coffee, which is cool. But when the weather is fitting, and sometimes it's not been fitting. And I did a walking meeting at Harris Nature Center. Love that place. There are some cool trails back there. And it's just kind of a nice getaway. You're not in the hubbub of everything. And that's kind of out on Van Atta Road. So we have a lot of cool hiking trails.
We do.
Good paths to walk, good trails to hike, and makes for a great meeting, right? Not that I'm downing any coffee shops or anything like that, but...
Well, you can get it to go and then have your walking meeting.
There you go.
And you get your steps in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, with your foot in that thing right now, you're probably not too...
Yeah, not too many.
Yeah, poor Lisa's foot.
Harris Nature Center also is signing up for summer camps for kids. Right?
Oh. Yes, absolutely.
Like some really interesting classes going on there.
Great. Thank you for reminding us of that. That's awesome. So that was the voice of Aaron Weiner, Spartan Dairy Store and administrative manager, scooping the best ice cream at the best university in the world. I love it. And he brought us treats. So we're super excited to sample the goods. Aaron, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do at the dairy store.
Sure. I've been in the restaurant industry since I was 14 years old, starting as a dishwasher. It's really the only thing I've ever done. I was a hospitality business grad at Michigan State. I graduated a long time ago. December 99, I graduated and I jumped around for a little bit. I was able to work at a private country club on a private island in the Bahamas right after I graduated. And that was a fantastic experience. Came back and had a couple corporate restaurant jobs. Was hired by the dairy store during COVID when the university was shut down. They were transferred to a different department. Everybody that was there previously quit or retired, and that opened up a job for me. I've been there about 2.5 years now, and it's been fantastic. It's the best job in the world, the best job on campus.
Walk us through a day in the life of this best job I'm hearing about.
Well, for me, I'm all over the place. I'm sometimes out in the lobby, I'm scooping ice cream or washing dishes or whatever needs to be done. But most of my time is spent in the office, a lot of administrative stuff, but also a lot of really fun stuff. I work on a lot of collaborations throughout the university, different groups that we're working with, different promotions going on. The dairy store is still really just getting back into operations. So there's a lot that still needs to be done to get where we'd like to be So that's an ongoing project. And I'm super busy every day. It's really nonstop from the time I walk in the door, the time I leave, but it's so much fun.
For me, MSU Dairy was always about the ice cream, right? That's all I knew about. But there's more products. You guys have more products than just ice cream. What are some of those things?
Yeah, one of our long-term projects is to start building up a fan base for more than just ice cream. The dairy store, like I said, was moved departments. We were moved into what's called the Product Center at MSU, part of MSU Extension. And the Product Center is really an incredible part of the university that a lot of people don't know about. So what they do is they work with outside companies, all Michigan-based founders who are starting a food company of some sort, snacks, sweets, all kinds of different stuff, but all food products. As I started working at the dairy store and learning about the Product Center, I thought it would be fun to work with some of these founders, start bringing in their products and start widening the products that the dairy store offers. So that's been a long-term project to try to build that following of people. You want people to know that you can come to the dairy store, of course, for ice cream, but never know what else you're going to find. There are tons of products from all over the state. It's been really fun to get to know those founders and work with them and bring those products in.
You know, you're a prime example of one of our previous guests that talked about your transferable skills, starting as a dishwasher, working your way. I'd love to hear about the private island in the Bahamas, but you kind of, you know, works, your skills have brought you to this place where you're at the MSU dairy store and you're enjoying it and having the best life, right? It's the best job ever. So I think that's really awesome. Do they make the ice cream right there at MSU?
We make the ice cream and we make cheese in the dairy plant, okay, which is right next to the dairy store.
Okay. All right. Do you guys do tours?
We have a self-guided tour that anybody can visit at any time. You can walk upstairs. There's an observation deck that looks out over the dairy plant floor. There's also a little button you can press in the booth there. Screen will come down and give you a little video display about the plant. So lots of people, we get questions from schools and, you know, people from out of town, tourists that are always want to go watch ice cream being made. They can do that anytime. Just walk up there, up to the observation deck and watch anytime they want.
Wow, that's really cool.
It's cool. I've been in there so many times and I didn't know that that was a thing. I'll have to check that out next time I'm in there.
I know. That just seems like another adventure, Amy.
Another adventure.
We're going to go get ice cream and check out the show.
And tell everybody about it. Yeah, that's true. So I imagine that you probably work with a lot of the MSU students. Have jobs there and things like that? Is that a lot of the staff that works in the ice cream store?
Almost all of our staff are active students. I have a couple other managers that I work with that are former students that graduated that were working at the store, and I convinced them to stick around for a little bit. So it's really the three of us that are managing or running the store. All the other employees there are active students, or, you know, we have a couple people that they graduate and they're sticking around for the summer or something like that. But all the employees are students.
Now, is that a little tricky I imagine that turnover is kind of higher because, you know, students graduate, they do different things, you know, that kind of thing, retraining people. Is that tricky?
You know what? It's not as tricky as working in a restaurant.
Okay.
In any community. You know, we do have high turnover compared to some jobs. Our turnover compared to the restaurant industry is actually very low because it's such a fantastic job.
Right.
I mean, it's the best job on campus. Yeah.
Well, I have to imagine that not many people are in a bad mood when they're going to get ice cream.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
We sell a product that is beloved by, so I heard a statistic like 96% of American households eat ice cream on a regular basis. So everybody loves the product that we sell. The product that we sell is the best. I work in the best campus in the world.
We're not biased at all here in Lansing, but I have to agree with you.
And then the customers that come in, you know, people come in, they're in a good mood. They're about to have a treat. Sometimes people come in a bad mood looking to get cheered up by the treat. So we deal with very few angry customers. Yeah. Like nobody's mad. Nobody's grumpy. It's
unless they couldn't find a parking spot out front. I do have to say the parking is a little bit tight. Do you have any secret advice for people that can't find a parking spot right in front? Where do you park?
Absolutely. Most people don't know that there's a giant parking lot in the back.
Oh, okay.
So especially, it is an employee parking lot, but not on the weekend. Anybody can park there.
Okay.
And actually, if you look on our Instagram page, I think last week, there was just a post about that parking hack.
Okay. Excellent. Most people don't know. So not so super secret. But
yeah. Secrets out.
Secrets out. Okay.
Secrets out. That's so awesome.
You can find a parking spot.
There is plenty of parking okay. back there, though.
I love it. So do you get to choose as the manager what flavors you have, what you're going to display?
I have some say in that. First, I have to choose of what's available. So I am not the plant manager. Gotcha. I don't make the ice cream. I just sell it. So we have a fantastic plant manager, Matt Wilcox, very experienced in the ice cream industry. So him and I do communicate quite a bit about what needs to be made, what should we make. Finding ingredients is always a little bit tricky. So there's a lot of balance about what do we have to put on? What can we put on? What would be good for this time of year or what's going on in the community? So some say, but not totally. Okay.
So do you have any of your products in other locations beside the MSU Dairy Store? Do you guys sell your ice cream anywhere else or is that?
Not yet, but that's another project that we are working on. So ideally, I want MSU Dairy Store ice cream in every grocery store across Michigan. I want all the restaurants in East Lansing to be serving our ice cream. I want to be everywhere. So...
Did you know that there's this thing called the Product Center on the MSU campus that has people do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We are in the right department.
Yeah, right.
Have a lot of support at home.
So absolutely.
Right now, the dairy plant is kind of piggybacking the dairy store's retail license, and that prevents us from wholesale.
Okay.
Gotcha. But that's being changed, that's being worked on. And so hopefully very soon we'll have the right license to sell
that's
everywhere.
Exciting. Is the plant big enough to handle, you know, anticipated growth across the state?
Not for what my goals are.
Right. Yeah. Good answer. But they can expand, right?
Yeah. 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 There are ways around it. There are things we can do and we will meet demand with production in some way.
Okay. So you brought us some ice cream flavors. What did you bring us?
Yeah.
Today?
So two of these are our most popular. Spartan Swirl right here. This is a cake batter based ice cream with green frosting and vanilla cake pieces throughout.
Josh is giving us the thumbs up over there.
He's got a science that one.
Okay. All right. All right.
And it's our top seller. It's green and white. A lot of sugar in that one. But it's delicious. And then Beaumont Brownie Bliss. This is salted caramel ice cream with brownie pieces throughout. That's one of my favorite. And then this is a newer flavor named for our Big Ten championship hockey team. This is Munster's Mint Chip. It's a fantastic mint chip ice cream. And we made a fancy label for them. And we're celebrating their championship.
Awesome. Shout out to the hockey team. Go green.
Leave out our other Big Ten championship gymnastics team.
Nice.
I didn't bring one of those with me. We have Perfect 10 Praline Pecan for the gymnastics team.
Okay. Awesome. And for those who, you know, they always say, if you know, you know, but those who don't know, the fans at Munn, the hockey fans are called Munsters.
Correct. So
that's what the Munster.
That's where the name Munsters came from.
Yeah. Excellent.
Not like Eddie Munster.
Right.
What's Munster cheese got to do with this?
Right.
Outstanding. What are you looking forward to the most? I know you've got this great goal of getting the ice cream into retail, getting it out to other places, but you know, on your daily basis and what you're doing this year, what are you looking forward to the most?
Some of the funnest things we do are the collaborations with the other MSU departments.
Okay.
Next month, starting April 1st, we have two flavors going on. That's a collaboration with the Science Festival. They're going to have their own flavor. They're going to have a fun Sunday with some pop rocks in it. The following month, we have the museum.
You've got the food show in April. So that's probably what's on your mind for April.
Yeah, the Making It in Michigan food show is in April too.
And you said you're a buyer at that show, right? So you get to go around and see what you want to bring into the store.
Yeah, so that's what I'll be doing. I'll be walking the floor, sampling, talking to some founders, and seeing who wants to be stocked in the dairy store and who we think will be a good fit.
Who do you think would be a good fit? Obviously, you've got ice cream and cheese, but when you start thinking about expanding that, what type of product do you think would be the best?
It's really hard to say. You know, we have about 25 different products right now. There's been some that just we thought would be great and didn't work out. There are some that just out of the blue, they do really well. We have a company called Riker's Dog Treats.
Oh.
So you'd think people wouldn't go to the dairy store to buy treats for their dog, but it's one of the top sellers. You know, they do really well. We have another company called Bros and Does. It's bagel sandwiches with, we have two different flavors. One is jalapeno and cheese. The other is bacon and cheddar, stuff baked right into the bagel. They do extremely well. And we added them to our lunch lineup as well. So you can get a Bros and Does bagel with a drink and a bag of chips or some fruit.
What other food do you have there, like lunchtime food? Because I think most people just think of the ice cream.
Yeah, that's something new that we started. It's been going on for less than a year now. We had a lunch combo lineup, four different items that you can get bundled with a drink and either chips or fruit. So we got grilled cheese and tomato soup combo. Just a plain grilled cheese combo, just a soup combo, and then the Bros and Does combo as well. And everything's available just a la carte by itself.
Do you work for Michigan State University? Are you looking for solid retirement planning advice? Reach out to Dave and Nick, hosts of the Kitchen Table Finance Podcast and Certified Financial Advisors. They specialize in the unique benefit plans offered by MSU and how to capitalize on all you have available to you through your investments. Sure, you can glance at your package once a year and check some boxes, or you can make your money work for you. Find out if you're getting everything you could be with your MSU retirement plan by contacting Shotwell Rudder Bear Financial Planners at srbadvisors.com or simply search for the Kitchen Table Finance Podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Kitchen Table Finance Podcast, hosted by Shotwell Rudder Bear Financial Planners.
And then we should mention, too, that people can come in there and grab ice cream to go, pints and things like that, too.
Absolutely. We sell a ton of pints and quarts.
Right. Yeah. And then you have sundaes and shakes and things, too, right?
Sundaes and shakes. We do every month, we do a limited time only shake for that month. So right now we have one for St. Patrick's Day with a couple of mint Oreos in it, some fun leprechaun sprinkles. And then we also have a Lucky Charms sundae. So every month we try to do a fun sundae like that and a fun milkshake like that.
What's the April one?
April will be what I mentioned, that Pop Rocks sundae.
Oh, okay.
For the science festival. And then it'll be some type of coffee milkshake. Mm. The flavor is the arts and writing department. That's wrong.
Okay. But arts and letters or something maybe?
Arts and letters. Yeah. There you go. I'm sorry. So their flavor is going to be a coffee flavor. Mm-hmm. That'll be new. Something that we've never had at the store before. That'll start April. So arts and letters will have their flavor and then they'll have a milkshake to go with it.
How fun. So that collaboration you're talking about gives opportunity for creativity.
Yeah.
And you start thinking outside of the box for different things.
Yeah, it's so fun. And because, you know, the dairy store is so loved by everybody in the community on campus, it gives me the opportunity to just kind of stick my nose into whatever I want to get involved in. And I'll see something going on campus and contact that group and be like, hey, do you guys want a flavor? Is there something we can help you promote this? And everybody's super receptive to it. So it just opens the door for all kinds of collaborations. Super fun.
Fantastic. So when you start thinking about going to other branching out, going into other locations, what makes the most sense in terms of your start, right? Geographically, where would you want to start?
We already have a fan base in the Lansing area. Okay. So realistically, if we were to get into grocery stores, we would probably want to start locally. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the Market Meijer.
Yeah,
like some of those smaller places or independently owned grocery stores, those type of places, I think would be a good start. You know, a really long-term project is being able to ship ice cream. I would love to be shipping ice cream to MSU alumni all over the world. It's very tricky. I keep trying to figure it out, but then you get into handling dry ice and where do we store that? And the cost to ship is outrageous. So I haven't been able to quite figure that out.
Have you heard of the company Goldbelly?
I have, yes.
Yeah. I had boozy ice cream shipped from somewhere to a friend of mine who's a big ice cream lover and he really likes stouts. So they have like a stout ice cream. And for Christmas, I had that shipped through Goldbelly. So they've got that all figured out with the dry ice and all that. And they bring on different businesses.
I have looked into them before and I should follow up once we get that right license.
Or just at least talk to somebody who's already done it, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, dry ice is fun.
Yeah. But there's some regulations the university has about handling it.
Mm-hmm.
Just some obstacles to get over.
Is the dairy store open all year round?
All year round, Okay. We do close like over winter break, you know, that's 2 or 3 weeks, but we stay open all year round.
Okay.
What types of things does the dairy store do in the community, but maybe off campus? Do they collaborate or partner or do things with different organizations and groups?
There's some things in the works right now, potential sponsorship from somebody that we're working with that could be pretty big and fun for us. And we've worked with a couple of mom groups, mom Facebook groups on some promotional stuff. And we're always open to that type of thing. The dairy store itself is a nonprofit. Okay. The goal is to have money to donate back to different organizations throughout the university.
Gotcha. I guess I didn't realize it was, I guess I never thought of the question if it was for profit or nonprofit. But being part of the university and the campus, nonprofit makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have merch there? Like MSU Dairy Store t-shirts and stuff?
The apparel that we started selling kind of went out of control. Like we really didn't expect for it to sell as fast as it did. We have some hoodies that were designed by a student staff that do really, really well. We have some crew neck sweatshirts that sell really well, also with an original design. A tote bag with the same design as the crew neck sweatshirt. They sell great. They're also available on our website. It's just msudairystore.com. We ship tons of those to alumni all over the country.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. I guess I'm trying to envision walking in, you know, what I've seen and what I have. I'm just beeline for the ice cream bar.
What flavor?
What do we got?
What do we got? Exactly.
Yeah. Lots of people do that and you can see people walk straight in to the scoop cabinets, you know. But if you take a look around behind you, that's where a lot of the apparel and things are.
I love it. It's always a treat for me to go to the ice cream store. And so,
a lot of people we talk to haven't been in since before COVID. So if you haven't been in the last couple of years, it's going to look a lot different than it used to. Lots of fun things in there.
Do you have any activities that I know you're promoting different flavors, different things, but are there any activities that you do around it other than the special flavors?
On campus events or anything?
Yeah.
You know, we have a trailer that goes to some on-campus events.
Oh, very good.
That trailer actually right now is at Tollgate Farms, which is an MSU property in Novi. And the plan is to keep it there permanently. So they want to use it to open up on the weekends and sell ice cream at that property, which does leave us without a trailer to do on-campus events. We do have 2 ice cream carts that get around campus quite a bit. They hold like 450 scoops each, so they can do pretty big events.
Are they like a bicycle cart or like a how Describe
it's like a bicycle cart, but without a bicycle. Okay. It's just a push cart. Push cart. Yeah.
So is it like the ice cream truck that goes around town? Like, does a student get push that thing around town and start selling randomly, or is it just at an event?
It's at an event right now. Yeah. Right.
I was just thinking about, I could sign up for that job. That'd be fun.
It is another long-term project of ours is to get an actual ice cream truck. Drive around and park anywhere and sell ice cream right out of it.
Oh yeah.
Josh, you want to sign up for a shift on that? That'd be fun, right? Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, is there anything that we haven't asked you about that you would like to share with our listeners about the MSU Dairy Store and Aaron Weiner?
Nothing's really come to mind right now. I think talking about a lot about the product center stuff that we carry, most people don't know about that. So it's good for me to be able to get that out there.
I liked your shout out too to people. If you haven't been in a couple of years or since COVID, make it a to-do item on your list to go back to the MSU store or dairy store and check out what they've got going on.
What is the actual address, the physical address to get people to go to the dairy store if they're not sure where it's at?
We're right inside Anthony Hall. You can Google it or any map, just put in MSU Dairy Store. It'll take you right there. And we've got parking right out front. There's that metered parking out front. You know, it's those spaces fill up.
Super secret, not so secret, lot in the back.
Well, and they have, there were some picnic tables in the, like that back patio might be the employee area where I was sitting eating ice cream.
No, that is definitely, that patio area. I think a lot of people don't know about that either. And so there's great outdoor seating on that patio. Those two picnic tables, by the way, were given to us by MSU IPF, and they're made from fallen MSU trees. They're super cool looking. So there's two of those picnic benches on the back patio, and then there's some benches also made from trees along the wall there. And then last summer, they did a lot of the front area. So there's new seating right out front, some benches. There's also some nice trees out there for shade. So nice areas to enjoy your ice cream on a nice day.
So many good reasons. If ice cream wasn't enough of a reason for you, there's all these other reasons to go.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So I am going to go off topic just for a hot minute, because tell us about the island that you worked on in the Bahamas.
Sure. Yeah, it's incredible experience. And I actually found that job through the School of Hospitality Business's job alert bulletin. Mm. So I was working, if you've been in the Lansing area for a very long time, I was managing a restaurant called USA Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Which used to be on Hagedorn. Mm-hmm. I think it's a sushi place now.
Yep.
And they were about to close just as I was about to graduate. And so I was on that job alert bulletin, just looking around. I was getting ready to start my full-time career and saw this job, Bahamas. So send my resume off to somebody who I didn't know who I was sending it to. And they gave me a call and said, we're running this private country club on a private island in the Bahamas. And we have somebody as the general manager. We need an assistant general manager. Why don't you come down to my house in Grosse Pointe and we can discuss it. So sound interesting. I drove down to Grosse Pointe. It was the biggest house I've ever been in. somebody who's probably retired now, head of finance at First National Bank, and told me about this country club, this island, which is a private island. So the homeowners all got together and said, we need to build ourselves somewhere nice to go out to dinner when we're on our vacation homes in the island. So they built themselves a nice restaurant, and then when had to hire somebody to run it. He's telling me about it. Sounds great. He's like, well, why don't we, you know, fly you out to come look at it? And at that point, of course, at that point, I wasn't really even thinking about the job. I was thinking about a free weekend in the Bahamas. They flew me out there. I took one look at the beach, the most beautiful beach in the world. I'm not going to say the name of the island because I don't want people to know about it. But right there, I would have taken that job for free. So I graduated in December and 3 days later got on a plane. It was a 6-month deal from the start. They only had a 6-month work permit for me. Okay. So I went out there and managed this country club. All the people there were people that lived on the island, some rich and famous people. And it was a fantastic experience. And then my work permit ran out, moved back, started a real career.
Thank you so much for saying about that excitement and that opportunity that you have. You know, the hospitality industry is struggling right now, finding people that are interested in working in that arena. And, you know, we don't give credit to some of those positions and what the opportunities that they create. So
I think everybody should work at some point in their life.
Absolutely.
Just to give them some humble experience about what it's like to serve people and work with all kinds of people. And
yep.
I mean, both my kids have had restaurant jobs, and it's important.
Yeah. And if people don't know, the School of Hospitality Business at Michigan State is one of the top
schools.
Fantastic program. And I found that, you know, that job in the Bahamas was found because of the School of Hospitality Business.
Fantastic.
Oh, lots of things you can do with that degree.
Yeah, you'll never be without a job.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has been so nice speaking with you and learning about you and the MSU Dairy Store, which has, if you're not aware, it's just a hidden gem. It's a fantastic place. And if you're not aware of it, you might not be from the area. But
I don't know if we said this specifically, but it is on the MSU campus. I know most people know that, but I just want to throw that out for our listeners that it is on the campus.
Yeah. In Aaron Hall.
Yep.
Google search Aaron Hall.
Anthony Hall.
Anthony Hall.
Okay. They haven't named a hall after me yet.
Oh, well. Why not? You go by all those people, get the people you want from the food store into your store, and maybe they'll name that hall after you.
We'll see. Maybe so.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, well, before we wrap up, we usually throw out there to ask our guests if there's anybody in the community that you're really looking forward to meeting, or that maybe one of our listeners can hook you up with if they know somebody. So did you have any thoughts about who you might want to meet or want to see walk into the doors of the MSU Dairy Store one day?
Yeah, I think, like I talked about, those collaborations with the other departments, you know, if you're in a group on campus and you have something going on and you want the MSU Dairy Store to help you promote that, if you want to get your own flavor, you know, we have a program available for that. And send us an email, msudairystore@msu.edu. And it'll probably be myself that gets back with you right away.
And that includes like student groups, different department groups, like kind of any sort of group on campus?
Yeah, we really don't have any kind of guidelines as far as who's allowed, who's not allowed. And, you know, we'll have a conversation with anybody.
If you create it, they will eat it.
I recommend private labeling where people can come and buy private label.
It's
a great product. But thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to meet you. And thank you for bringing ice cream.
Yeah, can't wait to dig into
that.
Love
it. It's been awesome.
Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to our listeners for joining us on another Adventures in Business. We record here at Risky Studios. This podcast is produced by Zedia Media, and we release new episodes every Wednesday. You can find us at zediamedia.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's hosted, of course, by me, Amy Zander, and Lisa Fisher. And we hope you have a great day. And as always, go out and make it an adventure.
This is a Zedia Media production.